Are the pickles extra sticky today?
Pickles are a little sticky.
A wee bit sticky.
A wee bit sticky. Welcome to Sticky Pickles. Ever found yourself stuck in a pickle knee-deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now? I'm Carol.
And I'm Maria. And this is Season 2, Episode 13 of Sticky Pickles, Mind Melt and Dear John. Carol, what is your sticky pickle?
Right, okay. So meet Claudette and May.
Okay.
They're actually new friends. They only met about 6 months ago. But, you know, they met through friends and they immediately clicked. You know, same age, same style, both love musicals.
Insta besties.
Yeah, same bad habits. They love burgers and they love cigarettes.
Girl, same.
But they somehow, like, you know, sometimes when you meet people, they just, you just want to be a better person. Like, you somehow both egg each other on in the right way. And they have this, and they somehow make a pact, and they said, look, we're going to join some online fitness class together. We're going to stop eating carbs. We're going to start vaping instead of...
You were going to go the other way, be like, they want to make you a worse person, and you're like, yeah, let's get really messy. No?
No, okay. No, they're all, like, kind of healthy. Like, they all want to get on the bandwagon.
Oh, they want to get on the band. Okay, gotcha.
Want to
okay.
deal the whole fitness stuff. Like, you know, they've been feeling, you know, they've been kind of letting go, and then they've met each other and they've somehow got some power now. Like, you know, let's face this stuff together. And, you know, they meet in the park for a coffee and a vape and a bitch. They call it CVB, right?
That's their coffee, little... vape, and bitch. Love it, love it, love it.
And they're both extra thrilled because earlier this week they were accepted to a new job, right? In the same retail outfit.
Wait, both of them were accepted?
Both of them got the jobs.
What? And are they conjoined?
Well, it's kind of just, it just happened. This new company moved and they need customer support people. And they both got the jobs, right? And they're working on exactly the same team. It's just like amazing. So they're like kind of like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Now they've done a few days. It's a bit stressful, right? But it's pretty easy. You basically do the calls, log the calls, but they get to sit beside each other and hang out between calls. All great.
Coffee, vape, bitch, and customer service. Got it.
Have you ever done call center stuff, like anything like that?
Yeah, I have. That was one of my first jobs. It was.
Was it hard?
It was boring. It was really, really boring. And this was at the. I was at a very old company that did not allow us to have internet on our machines. We were just basically logged into a database on the computers, and that was it. But I figured out a way around. The internet block, so I would like log onto my websites during the workday, keep me busy. But for the most part, it was just dealing with a lot of pissed off people all day, and it's just kind of gets to you after a little bit.
I never did call center. I did like cold calling.
Oh, could never.
It was shit. It was the most. Everyone hated me. It was the worst job ever.
Yeah. Oh, call centers are it's tough. Like not fun.
I just say don't yell at the person who's on the phone who's calling you or you're dealing with because they're just trying to have a job. Most of them are just there trying to make a buck. I certainly was.
True. I was too. Yep.
Anyway, today they can't hang out together because today is company meeting day and there's no meeting room that's big enough for all the employees and they've split them in two groups and Claudette and May are not in the same group, which sucks. But there you go.
Oh, no.
I know. But no big deal. Claudette goes in the morning. May goes in the afternoon. There you go. And the most, you know, the most annoying thing about this is they don't get to do their break together, right?
Oh, they can't coffee, vape, break.
Exactly. So May heads out on her own for her 15 minutes of reprieve, right? And a little hit, but she's forgotten her vape pen.
Okay.
Now, I have smoked in my life, and I would say I was very
once
addicted.
Once or twice.
Yeah, I was very addicted. So in my view, I can say off the bat, this would be a disaster for me. But I don't know if you've ever had any addictions like where you're kind of like, oh my God, I don't have my pen or I don't.
I
wish I had that.
I don't have an addictive personality. I have a pretty easy time of just going,
that's
I'm
not
done
good
with
for
this.
Me. Done. Yeah. Well, she's freaking out and she only has 15 minutes for her break, right?
That sucks.
And like she could totally run downstairs. She could totally run downstairs because other people are smoking and she could basically bum a fag. But that. Well, sorry, that's English.
Yeah, I'm always like,
steal, you know, bum a cigarette off somebody.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. I mean, I know what that means. It's okay. It's all right. It's just like when I talk about pants. It's, you know, it always makes people giggle.
Yeah, so she could totally, you know, get a ciggy off somebody down there, but, you know, that would be breaking the rules that she's made with Claudette. No ciggies, only vaping.
But this is understandable. I don't know.
Spoken like a true non-addict. Okay, so she's kind of sitting there, but then she notices that Claudette's bag is right there. And her vape pen is probably in there as well.
Okay.
Now, yeah. She normally smokes this disgusting bubblegum flavor vape stuff. May is like, yeah. I so need a hit.
I will smoke even the children's toothpaste flavor vape. Okay.
Exactly.
God. Desperate times.
No, okay. Yeah. So they're good buddies. So do you go, like, okay, so say you and me are in that situation. Do you go in my bag? Because I wouldn't care.
I think it would depend on my friend. Like, I definitely have friends who I know would not give a shit at all. And I have others where I would definitely ask first. It just really depends on how well I know them and, like, if they have that kind of let it all hang out personality, or they're much more buttoned up.
Yeah, and they seem to like just go, oh, get it out of my bag. Like, so she's been in the bag before, but only with Claudette saying, yeah, 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 it's in there. Go in.
Yeah,
this
I
pouch,
might,
right?
I probably would fire off like a courtesy text or something, being like, I'm so sorry, I was grabbing something for your bag. I just am looking for my vape.
Oh, yeah. Smart. Smart. So May doesn't do that. She just decides, I'm going to grab her bag, go to the loo as though it was my bag.
No, no.
Take a few little bubblegum hits.
It's like high school all over again. Yeah.
And then everything will be fine and dandy. I'll be calmer. I'll be able to handle all the people.
No, she relocated the purse. That's a no. And then it looks like she's just stealing a purse.
She kind of actually gets away with it, right? Because it's under their desk. They sit near each other. She just grabbed that bag instead of hers, goes to Lou, does her little thing, feels way better, comes back to her desk, starts talking to this irate customer about a sofa cover having an issue, something, something.
Oh, yeah. Know it well.
And then it hits her. She can't talk.
Oh.
And she can't move. Mm-hmm. And she's like, what the fuck is going on? I'm panicking. I can't. She can't even focus, and she doesn't know what's going on, and she can't understand what the guy's saying. And
what was the vape? Oh no.
She realizes for the first time in her entire life, she is stoned as a fart.
Is she couch locked at work?
She is couch locked at work.
Wow, that is unfortunate.
Okay. She's like, holy fuck, Claudette with her fucking bubblegum is a closet stoner. And her vape pen is full of crazy juice.
Oh my goodness gracious me.
But she's on the phone taking this guy is like freaking out, right? On the phone. And like, what do you do? So what
she
do you do?
She couldn't smell this on the smoke from the vape pen. Oh, maybe the bubblegum kind of hit it.
No, apparently you can't. I don't know. Like, see, it's not legal in England.
Mm. I don't have enough experience with this to know. Yeah. So
she couldn't smell it. She's stoned as fuck. And she's at work and she doesn't really know what to do, right? She has like 1,000 ideas in her head. Like, what's she going to do next? Like, she's going to, but actually she hasn't actually moved like a centimeter in 10 minutes.
So I just want to say that the story has nothing to do with these two women anymore. It's just about what do you do when you're really stoned off your gourd at work? Like, where can you find the snacks and this big glass of water?
So I don't know. In a call center, it's kind of odd, right, if you don't move for 10 minutes, because whilst you don't leave your seat, you tend to be faffing around, typing, yakking, doing stuff.
I guess my question would be, how tight is money for her? Like, could she just take the rest of the day off and go for a really lovely walk?
Well, unfortunately, Maria, her supervisor notices, right, that she's not moved in a while and comes over.
You feeling good? Yeah, I feel, I'm feeling great.
And the supervisor says,
her eyes are all squinty. What's going on?
Is there a reason why the caller has been on hold for 15 minutes? And she goes, fuck, oh, fuck. And she looks up at her boss.
You can totally tell that I'm high.
And she looks at her boss's, like, she's got, like, red curly hair.
Uh-huh.
And she's wearing her, like, you know, her power suit, red power suit. Mm-hmm. And she thinks to herself, May thinks to herself, holy shit, my boss looks exactly like Orphan Annie. Imagine if she burst into song. And then in her head, it started going, and it's a hard knock life for us.
And, oh, no. Insta-fired.
May starts, dissolves into giggles, right? It, like, starts laughing, trying to explain what's so funny. She's crying. She's, like, she's in that state of euphoria of this wonderful, wonderful scene. And her boss is looking at her and not getting the joke yet. So she really wants to explain it.
Does she live in a place where use of marijuana is somewhat common, or is it?
Yeah, it's legal, newly legal.
Okay, so potentially the boss in question has encountered or perhaps even used this substance and knows what it looks like when someone is on said substance and not just going, wow, you're acting real funny. Gosh, golly gee.
I think you're probably right, because it starts, she starts picturing, you know, 'cause she loves musicals. She's picturing the whole Annie scene when they start doing the backflips. Annie's doing backflips, and she's thinking her boss is going to do this down the aisle, you know, amongst all the people in the office. And she starts kind of like doing this weird kind of caw, caw sound because she's laughing so hard she can't even make a sound that's normal. And the boss just goes, go sit in my office now.
You're having a bad trip. Get out of here.
So do you go or do you just do a runner at this point?
So that's the question? I mean, I think she's going to be lucky if she still has a job after this either way. So many thoughts. If I was like, fuck this job, I never liked it anyway, this might be an amazing way to leave.
But your friend, your best friend's there. She just hasn't been there for 3 hours. And then somehow it's all
descended.
Your best
friend is also having a great afternoon walking in the park being like, everything feels so extra. I can, like, smell the colors. It's so great. This wind is, like, thick. Oh, man.
Look at my hand. It's moving, but not moving at all.
Oh, and this grass is so soft. Like, she's having a great time.
Here's the big question.
Okay, because if that was the gotcha. All right, okay.
Yeah, that was the gotcha. The big question is, like, boss just closes the door and says, May, are you hot?
Where can I get some? Are you sharing? This is a bullshit day.
Well, you know, that's a hard thing, because maybe she is saying that. Because you're a team lead of a bunch of call people. You could be taking your job super seriously, but you could also be getting away with it probably without taking it too seriously.
Yeah, is the boss cool?
And having a bit of, yeah, is the boss cool? But it's hard to tell when you're off your face for the first time. You know, May's thinking, do I deny being stoned at all? Because... I know I'm behaving stoned, but if I actually admit it, she's watched enough court TV to know, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if this is in the States and her job is shitty enough, they've probably do those mandated drug testing things, because they only do that for terrible jobs or jobs for the government. Huh? in half decent jobs, they just assume that you're smoking pot. But if you're being paid terribly, they're like, no, you got to take a drug test because you're not allowed to smoke pot.
And it's bizarre. Yeah. And May didn't want to smoke pot. She's not a pot smoker, right? She just went into her friend's bag.
Yeah.
So do you tell the boss? Do you say, look, this is what happened?
You could, if your boss is cool, fess up to the whole situation, because it actually was an accident. Like, this was not supposed to happen.
It was not supposed to happen.
Very not intentional, and like basically you've been sort of sucker punched by someone's weed, which is amazingly bad.
Yeah,
but funny.
And your friend, right? Like, you it's not like you go, "Well, it was Steve's fault."
Yeah,
right. So she decides. May just decides. Well, I don't know if she even decides. She literally just bursts into tears.
Oh man!
Right, and says she has no idea what's going on. Can she please go home right now? And she looks so freaked out. The boss says, "Strike one. You have two. That's it. Get out. Show up early tomorrow." Mm-hmm. May poodles off to her car, but then promptly falls asleep in the car park.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds about right.
And worse, when she wakes up, May's vape pen is right there on the passenger seat.
And then she goes and gets some McDonald's and some fries and is like, oh, yeah.
Don't worry.
Can we have more weed-related ones? I love that. All right.
Maria, tell me about Dear John. What a title. I'm very excited.
Yeah, probably it's a bit of a misdirection. It's a story that I wish was about a breakup, but it's not. So we have, there is a John in the picture. And it is not a toilet. It's a toilet of a person.
I like that. That, did you work on that? That is amazing.
Oh, thank you. No, I just came up with it. There are the two, our two friends for the story are our two friends themselves, Melanie and Don.
Okay.
And Melanie and Don have known each other since they were in elementary school. They've grown up together. They even actually went to two colleges near each other, so they would still hang out on at nights and weekends and stuff, even though they weren't at the same school.
Like old friends. They know each other inside and out. They would share underwear. Yeah.
Probably, if... is that a thing?
No.
Do people do that? Sorry, I can't get past that. Like, who does that? I'm sorry. All right.
I don't know where that came from either. I've never done that in my life. I just want to
say, have you done this? Because I've never heard of somebody doing
swap
that.
Underwear.
This is like the new litmus test for friendship. Will we swap underwear? Presuming you're the same size, of course. I don't know if anyone's that level of friend, but okay. Let's just say they're very good friends, that they're basically like sisters.
Right.
And when they talk to each other, it's like a no holds barred. They're not afraid to give each other the unvarnished truth. And they know that they'll still stick by each other no matter what.
Those trousers give you camel toe, okay?
Take them off. That makes you look fat, you know?
Yeah. Let's take those off. Yeah.
Right. Basically. So, in this friendship relationship, Melanie is probably the more straight-talking one. She is a bit more, let's say, pragmatic. And Dawn, she's a smart woman too, but she can be a little flighty when it comes to certain things, especially when it comes to her relationships with guys. So, Dawn has always struggled with relationships, and
they're both straight.
Both of them date men primarily.
Both of them date men. Okay, right.
Yeah. So, Dawn, not super great with the guys. She has never really had a proper long term relationship with a guy. Now they're both like around 30. Just to give you a round, so that they're not newly out of college. They're both around 30. They've been around for a while, and Dawn really, really, really wants to be in a long-term relationship with someone. She just can't seem to make it work.
Right.
And Melanie watches Dawn struggling over and over, partially because Dawn has a John in her life. Not a John. The John who is the toilet of a person.
So Dawn is dating John.
They're not dating.
Oh. Dawn is fucking John occasionally.
Very, very occasionally.
Right.
As in, maybe once a year, John will call Dawn and say, "Hey, I'm really lonely. I miss you. Can you come over?" And Dawn drops everything. Like, no matter what she's in the middle of, everything. She just drops it and runs over there and spends the weekend with John in a flurry.
Does he have a particularly nice nose?
To Melanie's great chagrin, Dawn is convinced that John just needs a little more convincing and maybe they'll be in a proper relationship. Unfortunately, Melanie sees the writing on the wall because John tells Dawn for the rest of the year when they're not seeing each other, "I could never love you. Please stop calling me. Like, don't text me. Don't call me.
Oh, no.
I have no interest in being in a long-term relationship with you or with anyone because they're toxic and, you know, my parents fucked me up and I just don't believe in marriage, whatever." So, like, they don't see each other for a whole year and then there's, like, one weekend of passion and then it's like, "I'm dead to you" sort of thing. And this cycle repeats over and over and over. And Melanie's watched it happen for like 10 years now.
And is Dawn dating other people between the Dear John dates?
This is the thing. Melanie's been sort of gently urging Dawn to try to date other people. And for years, Dawn was like, "No, John's the only guy for me." But once Dawn started getting closer to like her 30s, she started feeling that biological clock a-ticking. And she's like, "I really, really want children." And especially with the pandemic, being stuck at home, and she's thinking about her priorities in life, she's like, "I really, really want children. So maybe I will give this online dating thing a try and like try to see other people who are not John." And Melanie's like, "Finally, some growth. Amazing." So Dawn goes on a date with this guy that she's been talking with online. And Melanie's like, pins and needles. What is going to happen? How's this going to go? Like, they seem like actually a really good match. Dawn comes back, and Dawn's like, "Melanie, I blew it. I told this guy that I had a friend with benefits." And he just basically like walked out.
Who would say that on a first date?
And Dawn is like crying that she fucked it up and she's always going to be alone. She's never going to have children. And at this point, Melanie is actually like shaking with anger. Because Melanie's like, I've been talking to you about this for 10 years, about this guy, John, who's so fucking bad for you. He's fucking up your life. And now you are willingly letting him continue to fuck up your chance at happiness at this point. Like, there was no reason to bring him up. And in fact, you know, I've told you many times, you should stop seeing this guy. And it just was not the time and place for that. And Dawn is like in tears. And also pissed as hell at Melanie. And Melanie's pissed that Dawn is, like, again, not listening to her when, like, the truth is, like, we all know, you and me, Kroll, we know what's going on after just hearing this description. And yet Melanie can't, I'm sorry, Dawn can't. And Melanie's like, hello, how many times do we have to go through this for you to just get us through your head? But yeah, they're furious at each other.
Yeah. I kind of think Melanie needs to calm down, though. I don't know why she's so, I mean, I understand why she's invested. I totally get she cares about her friend. But, really, the one who's paying the price for all this isn't Melanie, right?
Right.
It's not Melanie. Like, it is Dawn. Dawn is the one who's actually the one who's all by myself 363 days of the year.
Right. And Melanie, to be fair to her, is really, really sick of hearing about John. And John, like, you know, when Dawn's on her cloud nine about her beau, she's all like, oh, John's the best. Like, all he needs is a little more encouragement, and I'm sure he'll come around. Like, he loves me so much. Like, you know, once in a while, he'll drop off like a bag of cookies on my doorstep and text me that it's there. That's a sign that he loves me. Huh?
Is Melanie in love with John?
No. She fucking hates his guts because of what he's doing to her friend.
Yeah. So Melanie hates John because of what he turns Dawn into.
Yes.
Dawn just has, feelings never have brains, right? Like, sometimes I think that the stars align, right? Sometimes the stars align and you've got, like, you know, you got the hots for something that's actually good for you, which is great, right? And then you grab that and marry that. That's what I did. But but I was hot for a lot of stuff that was not good for me for a lot of the time. Not like this, but still not good for me.
But being hot for something and then, like, going after it over and over and over for 10 years, knowing it's bad for you.
No, but I don't have that character. But if you did and you have that, you know, that to me says Dawn needs, like, therapy. She needs to feel some self-love. Yeah.
Yeah, she will never in a million years go to therapy. Because as far as she's concerned, John loves her.
Yeah. And I've known people like this.
I have, too.
I've known a girl who was having an affair with a guy and he had kids, married. Like, I didn't know her well at all, like, not enough to kind of go, what the fuck are you doing? I knew it through the grapevine. But she was doing this for over 10 years. And rumor had it that at Christmas and holidays, that's when she was, like, the lowest of the low because she wanted to be with her guy, and she was on her own.
Well, I mean, there's being a side piece, which is its own thing. And then there's trying to pursue someone who's completely emotionally unavailable. And I have been that person. I have not been in Dawn's situation for 10 years, but I definitely pursued someone for, like, four. That was just a bad waste of my time. So I look at Dawn's situation, I'm just like, you are wasting your life. It's a bad thing.
And it's frustrating when other people take as long as we did or longer to get to the same place, because we're like, no, just listen to me and trust me. You don't have to go through it yourself.
Yeah, and some people get I think Melanie is hoping that Dawn will have, like, a sudden realization where, like, John will just say, no, seriously, I'm done this time, and then that'll get through her head. But it doesn't, like, even John saying those words is not getting through to Dawn.
The advice I'd give Melanie is, like, keep introducing guys to her. Like, I would just do it, like, a rapid fire as much as you can. Any single friend you have, let's go. And maybe one will stick and actually make John look like a dirt stain. Yeah.
Schlub, because he is. Well, it's like the old saying, the best way to get over a guy is to get under a new one.
There you go. That's it for this week's Sticky Pickles. If we've made you smile, you know what to do. Subscribe and review. Come on, guys, just do it. Just do it.
Please.
Do a little review. Do a little review. Just say, I don't like you, because then we can carry on. Give us a little love.
You can get in touch with us on social media. We are at Sticky Pickles on Twitter and at Sticky Pickles Pod on Instagram. And anything else you can find on stickypickles.com. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye. 's Sticky Pickles episode was created, hosted, and produced by Maria Varmazes and Carol Terrio, inspired by the internet, embellished by us.